we are up to the Gemara Memtesim at Aleph Rabbi Yeshua. Five lines to the bottom. Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, who learns, Ein Mamza Ela Mechai V'Mises Bezen, what does he do with the Pasuk? L'yikachish Yaseish Yisofer L'yigalas Knav Ovin. So he says, L'yikachish Rachmana L'yigala, L'yikach Lomali. Why is L'yikachish Yaseish Yisofer over here? L'chayra belongs to the Parsha of Arayim, which it is there. Why is it repeated? L'loimalach, only from Lohikach to Lohigala, being only Chai V'Mises is a Mamzer, Tvei Lohavi Mamzer. And it therefore doesn't make a difference what Lohigala Knapovim means. Hanusa Savim, Shemer Shavim Shalavim. Either way, it's not a Mamzer. I mean, he learned that Shemer Shavim Shalavim. And the Torah is saying only Lohikach is a Mamzer, not Lohigala.
So what's
Lohigala
mean
then? It's Shemer Shavim Shalavim. Chai V'Mises. But it's not a Mamzer. The fact that the Torah, Lohikach, has to tell me Lohikach makes a Mamzer, up to Lo Yigala, not including Lo Yigala. Because if not, why'd you bring Lo Yigala? Just say Lo Yigala. Rabbi Yaakov, Maidin, Babal, Anida, everybody's Maidin, that if somebody lives with Anida, even though it's Chai V'Krisis, or Valasaita, which is a lav, according to Vekiva, Shein Avlad Mamzer. Why? Anida does have some Kedushin. The person makes Kedushin in Anida, it works. And Saita, the Nami does have some Kedushin. A person's wife is Mizana, not Saita with a suffix. Evadai Mizana, he's still married to her. It doesn't take off the Kedushin. That means you can have Kedushin in a Saita. Therefore, there's no Mamzer in a Saita. Tanya Nami Hakam.
It was Adam Sar, complete
Saita? It's Adam Sar being Mizana. She's still married to her husband. He has to divorce her, but she's still married. So if he has a child with her, it's not a Mamzer. Because the Kedushin is still there. Even a Shemeris Yabam. Now, why didn't Abaya list Shemeris Yabam? Abaya Shemeris Yabam, Mesap Kalei Karav Kishmu. Because Rav learned that Lysiacious Hamesh is not a love. Lysiacious Hamesh is a fact that Kedushin doesn't work, and therefore the Vlad is a Mamzer. Shmu learns that it's a love. So, therefore, according to the Rabbanon, who say only Mechayv Krisis, it would not be a Mamzer. So Rabbi is Mesupik, because according to Rav, it is a Mamzer, so therefore he didn't mention it. Amar Reb Shimon ben Azai. Tani Shimon ben Azai, Matzal Matzal Megillus Yuchsim Yushalayim. I found the Megillus Yuchsim Yushalayim. Uchsim Bon, it's written in it, Ish Vani Mamzer Be'eches Ish. That was what we bought in the Mishnah. Uchsim Bon, also Mishnah Sebelezim Yaakov Kabinoki, it's very small amount, but the Alokas always liked him. Uchsim Bon, Menash Haragus Yeshayim. Menashe HaMelech killed Yishayah Navi. I'm a rather maiden dine of a cutlay. He had a din. He judged him, and he felt he's Chayim Misa. HaMelech, he said, I have three contradictions between you and the Torah. Moshe Rabbah Hamer Kalei Rani Adam Bechai. Moshe Yerebi said, Hashem said, nobody can see me alive. Atamart, you said, Atamart, I asked Hashem, Yishav HaKisir Ram Benisa. You saw Hashem. Moshe said, that's impossible. Moshe Rabbah Hamer, Kmik Hashem Alekeinu Bechol Kareinu Elof. That means you can always daven to Hashem and he listens. That time, the dearest Hashem be matzoi, mashma, only certain times. Moshe Rabbi Chama is misbi becham malei, right? You always get a full life, you can get up to a full life. That time, the safte mekachom is eshishana, you added 15 years. Amr Yishai, yadani beidle mekabu ma'de emelei. I know that if I give him the answers, he's not going to be mekabu. V'emelei, if I tell him, ashre mezit, I will make him into a mezit. So therefore he kept quiet, Amr Shem, he said the name of Hashem, Ibn Arza, and he was swallowed up by a cedar tree. Asul Arza, Nasru, they cut it up into pieces. Kimataladi Puma, Nachnapshim, when they came to his mouth, he died. This was an Einish, because at the beginning, he had said, in fact, the Gemara come up and cut your cry out, Dadi. The Pesukim are still a contradiction. What do you do with the contradiction between Yeshaya and the Torah? And for the Gemara, Eretz Hashem can the Tanya call Levim the Sakhlus of Klal Yishayin Amira. All Levim looked in a non-clear, I don't know what you call that, Klaria, window? What is he translated as?
Glass.
Not a clear glass. So he thought he saw Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about Klaria Amira, and it's impossible to see Hashem. Dirush Hashem b'matzah ha'biyokar ha'b'tzibur. A tzibur can do it all the time. A yachid is limited to certain times. Yachid Amos. Amar Nachman Rabba Rabuya Lassar Yom Shabin Rosh Hashanah the Yom Kippur. As Misvi Yamecha Malay, Tanoi. The Tanya is Misvi Yamecha Malay, Elu Shnei Dairis. Zalka Mashlimim Loi Lai, Zalka Paisin Loi. That ain't no Chinami. A person cannot live longer than originally destined. Zivir Yom Kippur. Chamimimim, Zalka Maisifim Loi, Lai Zalka Paisin Loi. No, he can live longer. I'm a little Rabbi Akiva, right? He said he can't. I'm a little Mishalai Yasifulai. He said he can't. I'm a little This was his originally supposed to be his. He had lost it. He got it back. Teda Sharnavi Aymed Mesnabe. He did Ben Noyel of the Beis David Yeshio Shemai. How could it be? There was not even Menashe born, and Mechizki would have died. There would have been no Menashe and no Yeshio. Rabbanu Bichzi Mechizki, did it ever say that Chizki has to be the one that through him comes Yeshio? The Beis David said, listen, had Chizki died, there would have been some other king be Beis David. Yimechizki and I live in the Shechrida. Ishta Shemesa, it says Mutter Bachaisi. Yavem Tishemesa Mutter Bachaisi, and Rabbeisa Kashot Rebbe Mishneh Shetzichos, and Beferish Mishneh, it's a Beferish Pasik. Bechayeha makes the whole Mishneh superfluous. We know that if a woman dies, you're Mutter and her sister. What?
Sometimes it seems like we say that everyone knows something. And
it's interesting. Without Rashi, I would have said a different shot in the Gemara. I would have said that it's superfluous to say Yevemta. If even a wife dies, Mutter Bachaisa, Yevemta is superfluous. But Rashi says not that way. So I learned like Rashi.
I would go to 10 people off the street, Jews, and ask them this diuk, they wouldn't know it.
Correct. 9 wouldn't know it. 8 wouldn't know it. 2 wouldn't know it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Try it. Hadno lachachaylet. Hadno lachachaylet. Hadno lachachaylet. Reb Gamliel Leimer. Reb Gamliel said, Ein get acha get, v'loi maimer acha maimer. Period. V'loi bil acha bilu, v'loi chalitza acha chalitza. You have 2 Yevamas, 1 Yevam, and or 2 Yevamim and 1 Yevama. You can only use get the power of get one time and the power of maimer one time. Be it one time, chalitza one time. And if you do it a second time, it's zero. It's as if you didn't do it, and therefore relatives are not usher. Chamimimim, yesh gatacha get, yesh maimacha maimim. Rabbanim empowered multiple getting the multiple maimers, meaning of one person to 2 yavamas, or 2 yavamim to 1 yavama. But avaloi achabilu v'acha chalitza klum. But granted, if you did bia or chalitza, the second one doesn't work at all. Now, period. Now, the Mishnah leaves it alone, and the Gemara is going to be bothered by it. Like Ketzad has nothing to do with the Mishnah before. Ketzad is a whole new thing. So the Gemara is going to explain that the Mishnah meant to say, okay, now you figure out what we meant, and now we're starting something new. Ketzad. How is Maimer Giyot? How does it all work if you do a sequence of events? So first the Gemara is going to go through Maimer first, then Get first, then Bia first, then Chalitza first.
It's not so hard.
It's not hard at all. Once you follow, it's not hard.
The Rebbe said that it's the 3 hardest one. I'm sorry.
Because it's a lot of, you have to remember my man. Again, I'm happy that it's not hard. What can I tell you? I'm very happy. I'm excited that it's not hard. Maimer, I don't want to make it hard. I want to make it easy. Adarabba, the easier you tell me it is, the happier I am. That means I explained it half decently. Ketzad, right? If you didn't understand it, I would blame myself. If you say you understand it, that means it's not my fault now. I tried. It worked somewhat. Could be worked better, but I'm just saying, I tried. Ketzad. Maimer first, right? Us and Maimer be Yevamtai. Then Nasan Laget. 1 Yavam, 1 Yavama. Did a Maimer, then he did a Get. And he did a Get for Zika. So he weakened the Zika. Shikha Menu Chalitza. He has to still give Chalitza. Us and Maimer be Chalitza. He did Maimer. He can't do Yibum because he gave a Get. Also Maimer b'Chalitza. He did Maimer then Chalitza. Tzricha menu Get. She needs a Get because he has to remove the Maimer. Chalitza removes the Zika, but the Maimer is still there.
The Get, he has to say it's only for the Zika?
At this point, after the Chalitza, he doesn't have to say anything. That's all that's left is the Maimer. There's nothing else. Also Maimer bo, harzuka mitzvasa. And the Gemara is going to get in. I wasn't prepared last week ahead. I told you I didn't. But last night I did prepare it for ahead a little bit. And the Gemara is going to ask, does he have to do a Maimer first? Is that the right way to do it? What if he does be a straight? Remember we discussed it? It's right, wrong. That's what the Gemara is going to discuss. We'll see it in Mirch Hashem tomorrow.
On the phone?
I don't know if tomorrow, maybe the next day. Either on the phone or live. Yes, correct. Mirch Hashem. Right. This is a continuation of a conversation. It's fine. You have to know where you're holding in the conversation. You have to make a, you know, my father used to say, machaknaich, and then continue on later. You know what I mean? So I made it, you know what I mean? I don't know if English is the way to say it. You know what I mean? Fold your page where you're up to in the conversation, and then you can continue later when you unfold it. He walks in the middle. He doesn't know where we're up. Right. Nothing get. Right. Anatan Gat Lata Mimer, Shikha Gat Mechalitza. Because he has to remove the Mimer and he has to remove the Zika. Anatan Gat to Baal, which is biblically, he did Yibum, but since he's to be a Psula, Shikha Gat, a biblical Gat, Mechalitza, and a rabbinic Chalitza. Anatan Gat Mechalitza, and Anatan Chalitza, Klum, it's over. Chalat. Lata Mimer, Anatan Gat to Baal, it doesn't make a difference. Once he did Chalitza, nothing works. I ball, even if he did B.S., it's not. I ball, Fasim Aymer doesn't get the Chalat, Einach a Chalitza Klum, and Einach a B.A. Klum. If he did B.A. first, it's over and done with. There's no more room for any rabbinic things, nothing works, and he is married to this woman perfectly legally, and nothing affects that marriage. Achas Yavam, Achas Liyav Mechad. This is true with one Yavam to one Yavam. The Achas Shte Yavam is Liyav Mechad. It is also true by two Yavam to one Yavam. That means, Ketzat, Asa Maimer Bezu, Maimer Bezu, Tricha Shnei Gitin V'Chalitza to one of them. Maimer Bezu V'Get Lezu, Tricha Get to the Maimer, V'Chalitza to one of them. Maimer Bezu V'Bal Lezu, right? So then he did a Bia Doraisa, but the fact that he did a mimer to one made it that he shouldn't be by the other one. So to be a psula, Jesus based getting the chalitza, he has to make one biblical get, one rabbinic get, and still a rabbinic chalitza. Mimer bezu v'chalatz lezu. So Rishayna tzricha get. The bezika is off, but he has to remove the mimer. Get lezu v'get lezu. Jesus emenu chalitza. One. Get lezu v'bal lezu. So biblically he's married to the second one, but the vice the might say to be a psula, he shouldn't have done it. She has get, which is biblical, which is rabbinic.
When
minor
bezu
called
the zoo, she can get. He doesn't have to do another chalitza, right?
No, because chalitza takes off at any point. That's what the Mishnah is going to say later. Chalitza, even in the middle, is a total cut.
As soon as he gives it a get, she's
100% free. She's biblically free beforehand.
But he's also bekrufa.
Right, exactly. My get lezu, my mebezu. Tzicha get mechalitza. Right, because he has to remove the get, the mimer, and he has to do a biblical chalitza. Get lezu mechalitz lezu, ain't acha chalitza klum. Did I skip? I think I skipped. Get lezu tzicha zevet chalitza. Get lezu, I did that right. Chalatz v'chalatz to both. A chalatz v'asa mimer or nothing get or both. I ball, ubal, I ball basamimer, or nothing get the chalatz. Ainach a chalitza klum, and the same thing with Yibum. If B is first, there's nothing to consider afterwards. All the mimer and getin chalitza and the B's are nothing, meaning there might be zus, but that's all it is. No, nothing lasting. No relatives become utzer. Once you did B to one, you're biblically married to her. What happens afterwards has no bearing on anything.
To the other sister. To the other girl.
Sarah. Sarah. Ben Yavam Mechad L'Shtei Yavamas, Ben Shnei Yavamim L'Yavam Achas. Right. It doesn't make a difference if it's one Yavam to two Yavamas, or two Yavam to one Yavam. Chalatz, V'asa Maimer, Nathan Getu Baal. Chalitza was first. I Baal, V'asa Maimer, Nathan Getu Chalatz. Einacha Chalitza Klum, Bein B'Tchila, Bein B'Emtza, Bein B'Saif. Now this is the difference. Chalitza is a cutoff, even if it comes after Maimer. Maimer and Chalitza, and then you did a mimer to a third one. Doesn't work. Once you do chalitza, nothing can happen after chalitza. You still might have to clean up what happened before the chalitza. Right? You did a mimer to Rachel and a chalitza to Leah. You still have to give a get to Rachel. But let's say there's Sprinza, and you did a mimer to Rachel and a chalitza to Leah, and then a mimer to Sprinza. The mimer doesn't work. You did chalitza already. It's gone. Cut it off. Nothing can happen after chalitza. Because chalitza is an end-all. You still might have to clean up what you had before. Fine, you clean it up. But nothing can be chal after the chalitza.
Future. It's not a chalitza psula. It's the right.
It doesn't make a difference. There's no such. They didn't do anything with the chalitza psula at this point. Tomorrow we'll start talking about chalitza psula more. But at this point, chalitza psula makes no difference. It's a chalitza, it works biblically, and nothing happens afterwards.
What about
Bia? Bia, Bizmanshi, Betchilai, Nachrei HaKlum. If you did a mimer to Rachel and a bia to Leah, and then a mimer to Shminza, it works. Or a get to Rachel and a bia to Leah, and a get to Shminza, it works. What? Because bia psula, they did not say that nothing can work afterwards. Because they're afraid of a bia achar bia. There's no fear of a chalitza achar chalitza. Right? What are you going to be afraid of? If you say a mimer doesn't work after chalitza, people will say, oh, Chalit, taka chalit, it doesn't work either. Taka doesn't, and we don't care. If you do it, it doesn't bother us. But if we say Maimer doesn't work after Bia, people will say Bia could be as good too. And that we don't want happening. So therefore they made Xera. It's Xera Drabona. That Bia Psula can be followed by other things. Rabbi Chaim Yoimer, he disagrees. Achas Bila v'achas Chalitza, Bein Betchila, Bein Be'emtza, Bein Besoif, Ein Achra Klum, he doesn't make this Xera. He says that Bia Psula still makes that nothing can work afterwards. You still have to clean up the old stuff. Now here Rashi says, that according to Ibn Chaim, it's a very important Rashi, that she goes out with a get without chalitza, according to Ibn Chaim. Later on, Rashi will be mashma, the Iver of Ibn Chaim requires a chalitza drabanon. Nothing works afterwards, but you still have to have a chalitza drabanon. It will be a steer in Rashi's, we'll talk about it when we get there, probably tomorrow, Mirch Hashem.
What does Rashi mean, after the Bia, there's no chalitza?
After the Bia, there's no need for chalitza.
Yeah.
Right.
After chalitza, for sure, there's no need.
No, we're talking about Bia according to Nechemya.
Right.
You did Maimer to Rahu, Bia to Leah. Right. So according to Nechemya, nothing works afterwards. How about, what do you need to get out of Leah? Is there still a Zika left rabbinically because it was a Bia Psula? Rashi says here, no.
No get.
No get. Oh, no. Yes, get. It's a Bia Psula. Therefore, you have. If you get rid of her, you need a get, but no chalitza is necessary.
Oh,
he didn't. Okay. So later on, Rashi says that we, even according to Nechemya, we require a chalitza.
So Ein Acher
HaKlum
does not mean
no means, according to Rashi here,
can't start a new thing.
Can't start a new thing, right? Rashi also says here that the Zika is totally off. Nothing is necessary for the Zika. Whether we break up the marriage or don't break up the marriage, Rashi doesn't say. Rashi just says, if they do break up the marriage, it's only a get necessary. Later on, Rashi will say differently. I'm pointing it out today, so when we do it tomorrow, Mirch Hashem, we will recognize the contradiction. On the phone or live, we don't know yet. We'll figure it out. Right.
My lesson?
I said at the beginning, I might not be here tomorrow, so we're going to hear this 8 times. Yes.
I got this.
Yes, hello?
Yes, in general, when it's required a get or a chalitza midrabanan, anybody who's with her is over an Aishas Ish to Raisa or midrabanan, different punishment, same punishment?
Not Aishas Ish, it depends when. What happened? If he did be with her, it was a Yibam to Raisa, she's an Aishas Ish to Raisa. If not, the other chalitza is drabanan, I don't know which case you're going on, it would depend on what happened.
A person does mimer, and then he doesn't get around to doing a get. She's an Ashesish.
No, who's she married? Who's she married to? It's only rabbinic mimer. It's not biblical.
Right, but she'll need a get, and
rabbinically.
Right, so if she's an Ashesish, midrabanan.
Therefore, what? What are you going to do with her?
I want to know what the owner says, or what the chiv.
No, I don't know what happens upstairs. Down here, she's not an Aishas Ish. She's a rabbinic Aishas Ish, not a biblical Aishas Ish. I don't know what that means.
So if anybody,
there's
if anybody
no such thing as rabbinic
Aishas Ish. Before a get is given after the mimer, the rabbi will
something
break it up.
Nothing happened biblically.
Pardon me?
Nothing happened
biblically?
Nothing happened biblically.
If a person marries her, after she had a mimer with one of the with the Yavam. The Yavam gave her a mimer, but he never carried through. She ended up marrying somebody else, a stranger.
Correct.
What is their relationship with the stranger?
I don't know. They're married. Biblically, they're married. Rabbinically, well, he violated an Isra of Yavam and Lashuk. He's over a lav every time he lives with her. The Machlokes Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe in the Rabbanon is Baget Acha Get and Maimer Acha Maimer. I will get Echa Bivama, Maimer Echa Bivama, my honey. Now, the Gemara explains. My time I'm Rabbanon Get Bivama, my honey. Where did Get come from? Biblically, there's no such thing as a Get Bivama. The answer is Mishnah the Mahani Ba'alma works by nature. Sesh, the Amrit Loi Mahani. Amrit that would say Get Loitzia. Get has the power to break relationships with Chalitza Loitzia. They'll walk away saying the chalitza didn't help. They'll give chalitza, they'll live with her. And he said, I did yibum. I is chalitza. Who's saying chalitza doesn't do anything? The raya is get doesn't do anything. My time of Rabbanah Maimer Bivam Mahani. Why did Rabbanah say Maimer helps? Mishum the Mahani Ba'alma, it helps elsewhere. The Amit Loi Mahani, if you're going to say it doesn't help, Amit they'll say Maimer Liknos and Bia Liknos. Maimer is Kaina and Bia is Kaina. The Maimer Loi Mahani, Bia Nami Loi Mahani. They'll say Maimer didn't help, so I can live with one and then live with the other. And that could be a Shasach. It's definitely a Lav, it might even be Karis. In my time, I'm Rabbanan be absolutely Yeshachar Klum. If you did Maimer to Rochel, be it to Leah, and then a get to Sprint it works. Why? If you did a get to Rochel and then a be it to Leah, if you're not going to say it works, we're going to say that people are going to say, oh, if I do Chalitza and then do Bia, but also I'm married to her. So therefore they say, no. We have to stop this. So therefore, once you did, they made Xeira, they said that even after Bia Psula, which works biblically, other things work as well. To show you that after a get or after a mimer, we don't let Bia work, but we're afraid you're going to say Bia works after Bia as well. Bia, right. My time Rabbanan I chalitza psula in achrei klum. Why by chalitza psula did they not have to make Xeira? Sorry, my ligza. What should be the Xeira? So we don't bother, we do chalitza 10 times. You still need a get anyway. So there's nothing to worry about when you do chalitza. I'm a rabba. My time at Rim Gamliel. Why did Rim Gamliel say, now, rabba is learning that according to Rim Gamliel, mimer is biblical. And therefore he says, Rabbi Gamliel says, I don't know if Maimer works. But if Maimer works, she's married to the first one. If Maimer doesn't work, she's not married to the second one. So there's no reason to have two Maimers. My time at Rabbi Gamliel, Sabkele get idaki biblically, Eloi daki biblically. Maimer ikani biblically, I like kani at all. Get idaki, Eloi daki, ikam idaki. If it worked biblically, that's from my covet. So then the second get is meaningless. He already took care of the Zika with the get. If the first one didn't work at all, so you're not usher to the relatives of the second one. You either severed the relationship with the first get, or you did nothing, and therefore the chalitza severs the relationship, and the chalitza was done with the first one. You're married to her, Basra Maikovit. You can't marry two. So there's no reason to be usher to the relatives of the second one. Esri Abaya. Abaya asked the question. Umayda Rim Gamliel, she has get acha maimer, maimer acha get. Rim Gamliel agrees. The get works after maimer, and maimer works after get. The get acha bia umaimer, and get works after a bia umaimer, umaimer works acha bia the get, right? So if you did a maimer, a bia, and then a get to Sprinza, or a get to Rachel, a bia to Leia, and a maimer to Sprinza, it works. Now, if you misapkalei Rim Gamliel, to have it can be a lechatchila betitni. If he's mesupik, so then when you did get to Rachel and a bia to Leah, it's over. Mamamshach, it's over. Either the get severed the relationship or the bia severed the relationship. There's no room for mimer. Or if you hold mimer and then bia, one of the two severed the relationship already. So why should the third one work? And this bia is considered either first or nothing. One of the two, because the first one either worked completely or didn't work at all. Elam rabbi yeloilim shitalei lurgamliel beget the tochi. Rabbi Gamliel knew that get is daicha.
Biblical?
Rabbinically. Umaymer the kani, rabbinically. You could learn biblically, but there's no reason to. Me, what?
Where was Masakwa if he says
this? Rabbi learned it was either biblical or all or nothing. Abaya is saying it's partial. Once it's partial, you don't have to learn it's biblical.
Why ain't get after get?
He's going to explain in a minute. But, in fact, it's mashmir, it's rabbinic. It's klar mashmir, it's rabbinic. V'am rabbanon, this is rabbanon, ha yivam b'chatzad mani b'get, b'chatzad mani b'maimer. Rabbinically, there's room for a get, and there's room for a maimer. But according to Rabbi Gamliel, they only empowered one get in a relationship. In a story of Yavama, they empowered one get. There's no room for a second get. Whatever get accomplishes rabbinically can only be done once.
That's
Rabbi Gamliel. So get achi get loydachi dochel kalikame. Whatever get did, it did the first time. There's no room for a second. My ma'achi ma'amer loykari dochel kalikama. Get achi ma'amer. My ma'achi get. I milsa kadochel. I milsa kalikari. There are different avenues, and there's room for both. Rabbanon kochad bechad kinu le Rabbanon get to ma'amer biyavama. Rabbanon hold that the takana was that every yavam to every yavama has the right of getting ma'amer. But period. That's the machloikis from Gamliel under Rabbanon. Now, the high biyab sula, which is happens maimer and then biya, or get and then biya. Adiba mi maimer, agree mi maimer. In certain ways, it's stronger than maimer. In certain ways, it's worse than maimer. Adiba mi maimer. You have maimer achem maimer le mahani. He did a maimer to Rachel and a maimer to Leah. It doesn't work. According to Gamliel, bilu biya achem maimer mahani. But if he did a maimer to Rachel and biya to Leah, it works biblically. Agree me, Maimer. Dilu Maimer Acha Get, Kani Lukuli Shur to Get. If you give a get to Rachel and a Maimer to Leah, there's nothing to do to Shminsa. Shminsa is out for Maimer and out for Get, because there's only room for one Maimer and one Get, and you did both. Right? Bilu Biacha Maimer. Sorry. Bilu Biacha Get, like Kani Lukuli Shur to Get. You give a get to Rachel and a Bia to Leah, and a Maimer to Shminsa, it still works. Aye, let Bia be at least like Maimer, and you can only do one. Teretz, it's not, because of Gzeira. So in certain ways, it's stronger. In certain ways, it's weaker. Tana Rabbanan Ketzer, Amr, Gamliel, and Get, Acha, Get. Shtei Yavama, Shinav, Lufnei Yav, Mecha, Benos, and Get, Luzu, Beget, Luzu. And Gamliel, and Mechailus, will be Shainam. He should give Chalitza to the first one. V'yaseh, Bekrei, Vesel, Mutter, Bekrei, Vesnia. Chame, Maim, Benos, and Get, Luzu, Beget, Luzu. Also, because they stay in, because they hold yes, achas get after get. Chalitza lachas mem. Chena toimer, v'shnei yavamim biyavam achas. Keitzad amgamli aimaim achas maimer. Shnei yavam shnav v'shnei yavam mechad. V'asa maimer bezu maimer bezu. Gamli aimer nice and get l'rishayna v'chalitza. Gives a get to the first one and gives chalitza. The also because they said he's also no relatives. Mutter because they shnei because the second one doesn't count at all. Chame maimer nice and get l'shteyan v'asa because they stay in. The chalitza lachas men, the chena toimer b'shnei yevamim b'yevam achas. The same thing is true by two yevamim and yevam achas. We will continue, Mer Hashem, tomorrow either live or on the phone. So I might not be here 5 to 6, I might be here 6, depending if I'm live or on the phone. Everybody should have a wonderful day.